You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. It's 11:05 Pacific time. I believe 2:05 Eastern time, 5 minutes past the hour. Hope you all are having a phenomenal start to your Thanksgiving Day weekend. Of course, I run to the office after this once I'm done. I usually work still over Thanksgiving. Like, I'm going to be in the office on Friday, and I'm still going to do a show Saturday and stuff. I like to work because I just got back from New Orleans, so I'm kind of all rejuvenated and I'm ready to rock and roll. So I'm still working, but it's always kind of nice to know that you're working when you don't have to. Working on a holiday or working on, you know, like putting in a half day or something, to me, I find fun because I feel like I'm there, being there is special. I don't have as much responsibilities, you know, because if a patient's like, well, I want this, I want this, I want this, and I go, I can't order it. People are closed. It's Thanksgiving. You know, all I can do is this. And so I kind of like feel like I don't have to do as much paperwork as I usually do. So it's kind of a fun time. Yeah, husband's going to do all the cooking because he doesn't like my cooking. Many of you have already heard the How to Prepare a Turkey, Dr. Dahlia Style, on YouTube. We played that in the first hour. If you do listen to that, you'll find out why my husband will not let me prepare a turkey. I actually can make a darn good turkey. It's just he just likes to do this. It's his thing. And then he likes everybody going, oh, wow, Corey, that's a good bird. And he's like so proud. I'm like, ah, that's fine. That's fine. I mix the drinks for everybody. Like, oh, that's a good drink, Dahlia. So I'm fine there. I get all my kudos for other things. My signature dish, I can make a good duck. I think I can make a fabulous turkey, but my signature dish is frosted flake chicken. Now, they need to have a dietetic frosted flake chicken because I'm not allowed to, you know, discuss junk food and promote cooking with junk food. But basically, you take chicken, you dip it in some egg, and then your breadcrumbs end up being mashed up frosted flake pieces. And frosted flake chicken, to me, is one of the most delicious treats. Now, somebody could say, well, you could add sugar to the breadcrumbs. But no, the breadcrumbs give a different taste. There's something about the frosted flakes that make it good. So anyway, I'd like to make frosted flake chicken for Thanksgiving. And my husband says no. The other thing, though, is we're actually going to go camping. We're going to take our fifth wheel, our trailer, and we go to a trailer park. And some of these trailer parks, they have tables and places where you could cook and rotisserie. So we're actually not going to a friend's house this year. We're going to take my mom, and we stick her in the back. There's a bed in the back. Yeah, and then you can close the door so you don't have to listen to her yell at you, you know, give you guilt trip. But we take her, and we load up the kitty cats, right? Meow! They keep us up all night. And we take the TV and the DVD player and my computer so I can still work and tweet you all whenever there's any medical news coming up. And we head out to Pahrump, Nevada. And I'm serious. Pahrump, Nevada has some awesome trailer parks. Now, why Pahrump and why won't I go to Arrowhead or a place in California or go down to Flagstaff? Well, it's because I have to work on Friday. So I'm not going to be doing the radio show Friday, but I have to work in the office. So I got to go someplace where it only takes me an hour to drive back, quickly change, brush my teeth. And then we got the Rebel game Friday night, and I was not going to miss the UNLV Rebels. So got basketball game coming up. So that's why we're doing it. Those are my vacation plans. That's my Thanksgiving plan, and it's going to be fine. Yes, when you bring the cats, you don't get any sleep because they always make a lot of noise. They always do scratchies. They always want to eat, but they're going to be happy because we're going to give them turkey and a lot of tryptophan, and I'm going to make sure those little buggers go to sleep and leave me alone because they'll be full with turkey. Now, the previous couple hours, we spent some time on how to safely prepare, what to do with leftovers. I mean, in a nutshell, you're thawing. If you're thawing your turkey, you better start now. On break, we're going to be going on break in a couple minutes. Go and get that turkey out of the freezer. You got to start thawing it now. Now, it's safer to thaw it in the fridge. It may take a few more days, but it's safer to thaw it in the fridge because what you don't want to do is overthaw. It starts getting warm, and then you go, doh, you stick it in the fridge, and now you got extra germs. So you could thaw it in cold water. and change the water out every 30 minutes if you want. But, I mean, if you're this late in the game, you're probably just going to have to then take it out and put it on the counter. But if you had started a few days ago, yeah, you could, you know, thaw it out into the fridge. Now, with cooking it, remember, about 165-degree temperature, you need to stick that thermometer into the thigh. 165-degree temperature. I forget, 20 minutes per pound, I think you cook it at. So figure out the poundage, etc. But the turkey's not done till the inside. Now, I mean, I just cut the meat. Whenever I can't tell, I just cut the meat and I take a look. Unfortunately, when we bring out the turkey, so many pieces are cut and already nibbled into that it doesn't look like a nice whole picture-perfect turkey. My husband, he uses the thermometer. Me, I like to look and make sure I don't see any pink or blood or anything. But remember, when you're preparing the turkey, be careful of all the salmonella and the bugs and the juices splashing. And you need to clean at least a foot or two radius around the area. Make sure to clean up everything as good as you can. After you guys have eaten the turkey, within a couple hours, you want to start deciding what's going to be leftovers and what's going to be frozen. Don't let the turkey sit out all night. So take whatever's, they say within a couple hours, put whatever you're going to put into the fridge then. Now, if you think you're not going to eat leftovers tomorrow because you're going to someone's house, then you may want to think about freezing. Because you don't want to leave something in the fridge for a couple hours and then turn around and freeze it. So what you want to do is decide. If you, I mean, I know big decisions for Thanksgiving, not big decisions. You need to decide, are you going to eat it or not? Since most of us spend a ton of money on Thanksgiving, I like to make every piece of meat count. So I am planning on what we need to do. And we are going to probably store the sucker in the freezer just to be on the safe side. And then I can always defrost the next day if I have to. All right, sounds good. Make sure you clean your hands, etc. You know, this is kind of interesting. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Samsung is gearing up to produce a flexible smartphone screen, mobile phone screen that could be bent, twisted, even folded up into your wallet. A South Korean tech giant reportedly has the flexible screens already in the final stage of development, and they say they'll be ready to ship by next year. Now, apparently the breakthrough was made using these organic light-emitting diodes. They're thin. They can be put on flexible material like plastic or metal foil. Now, they're not the only company. Samsung, other companies, I think Sony and LG Display has also, you know, done prototypes. But it'll be interesting where you can't see, you just kind of bend the picture. I just don't know how clear the picture is going to look. That's cool. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, November 21st, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,726.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,769.50, $884.75 for a half ounce, or $442.37 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,769.50, $884.75, and $442.37.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explain this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia or follow us on Facebook. So they say secondhand smoke at 5 major airports put flyers at risk. Now, we spent some time earlier this hour talking about risks, health risks with flying. So we kind of talked about the HEPA filters and what they do, et cetera, and maybe I'll review that. But really quickly, you know, where you're going to be in a very congested area for many hours at a time, even though nobody should be smoking on the plane, for some reason, certain airports still have indoor smoking areas accessible to the public, and they believe you could be exposed to secondhand smoke. They're naming Hartsfield, Jackson, Atlanta International, Washington Dulles International, McCarran International, Las Vegas, Denver International, Salt Lake International are only 5 of the nation's 29 largest airports that still have indoor smoking areas accessible to the general public. 5 account for 15% of all U.S. air travel. They say the findings in today's report further confirm that ventilated smoking rooms and designated smoking areas are not effective. Prohibiting smoking in all indoor areas is the only effective way to fully eliminate exposure to secondhand smoke. We know secondhand smoke causes cancer, heart disease, etc. CDC had conducted tests between October 19th and November 1, measured markers for secondhand smoke. They said pollution levels found slightly more than 3 feet outside the smoking rooms were 5 times higher than in 4 major smoke-free airports used in comparison. So, I mean, I remember at McCarran Airport when the smoke-free laws first started years ago, and there was a room, and they had a room. The door was open, there, you know, so you could go in and out, but it was a glass enclosure, maybe I would say 20 feet by 15. And you could barely see the people because of the smoke. And I could still smell the smoke walking by the cubicle. But it was a glass encased area where people were sitting there. They had their own slot machines. There was an attendant, and one of the attendants was actually one of my patients. And she said, "It's horrible. I can't work there. Get me out of the smoke area." And I wrote her a note to get her out of that. But you needed an attendant for the slot machines. Well, in the last couple of years, they got rid of it. Now, I don't know where you could still smoke in the airport. I haven't really noticed because I'm usually always in a hurry and running to a place. But, you know, some of you are like, why is this even an issue? Make them smoke free. Well, the reason why is, you know, once you get into an airport, it's really difficult to leave and come back. And once you do the mile-long hike to get through security, then you get in through security. Remember, they want you there 2 hours early. Now you have about an hour and a half to kill, and you can't go outside because of security, which means you got to go all the way back, go outside for that smoke, come back, it's a pain in the butt. Now, yes, that probably does help people quit smoking, but for those of you, like, my veterans will give a free pass. You know, you come back from Afghanistan or Iraq or Vietnam and you did your tours and you have issues and you want to smoke and you're nervous about being on a plane. You know, I don't want things impossible for these guys. I love our troops. I love our vets. But you can't go outside anywhere. You can't just go outside and do what you need to do. I mean, once you're in, you're in. So, yeah, it's going to be something that I probably foresee most airports do that. But keep in mind, your international airports, a lot of them, they attract the Europeans. They attract people from other countries where smoking is not as taboo as it is in America. And so for those of you wondering why the heck would an airport even have then smoking allowed, it's because some people, they're going to want to get off a plane and have their smoke. And they're going to probably pick an airport that has that. You know, where there's a market and a need, there's a supply. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Apparently there is a demand for flu shots that aren't made from eggs because people are allergic to eggs. Well, the FDA says it has approved the first seasonal flu vaccine using animal cell technology rather than eggs. The FDA approved Novartis's FluCellVax to prevent influenza in people 18 years or older. You can't give this to kids. The new method has been promoted, according to Fox News, by U.S. health officials because it is faster than egg-based production and could speed up manufacturing in the event of a pandemic. In the older method, I guess virus samples were injected into specialized eggs, then incubated. The egg fluids were later harvested, concentrated, purified into a vaccine. With cell technology, small amounts of viruses are put into fermenting tanks with nutrients and cells derived from mammals. The virus is then inactivated, purified, and put into vaccine vials. People always ask me, I don't get this whole inactivated thing. You basically have two types of vaccines. You have the live attenuated, and then you have the inactivated. Inactivated is a killed vaccine. It's killed. We used to use the word killed. Killed or live. And they stopped using that term, and they said inactivated. Right? Huh. The operative has been inactivated. Probably some CIA type of terminology. It sounds pretty cool. Right, kind of James Bondish. So basically, it's a killed virus, but it still has its wall. It's viral skeleton, if I could use that term. And it's enough to induce an immune response because the body doesn't realize if it's a live virus or not. It just sees that there's a foreign thing with the wall. It can make antibodies and then hopefully protect you against that certain strain. A live attenuated virus, kind of like the varicella that we use, it's where the virus is, in the MMR, it's where the virus was, we were unable to make a vaccine out of the killed form. So not all live attenuated, because they've done that with flu as well. But the MMR, they found that if you have a very weakened version, a very, very weakened version that's non-virulent, it won't hurt you, but it'll be enough to induce an immune response. So that's the difference between a live attenuated. Now, polio. Polio has the killed inactivated form. Sorry, my terminology is from what I learned, killed. But the inactivated form, there is an oral live attenuated version of the polio virus, but they stopped using it a while back because people who were never, you know, officially vaccinated or adequately vaccinated that changed their kids' diapers or the grandkids' diapers and cleaning the poop that get exposed to the polio virus that was attenuated. And if they were weakened because they were seniors, people were coming down with polio. So, I mean, we don't have polio completely eradicated yet. So they stopped the oral and they're still doing the inactivated form. Okay, so flu vaccine that hopefully won't bother people that have egg allergies, I think it's great. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we had hopes that the hostess crisis wouldn't happen, jobs would be saved, and would still get our ding-dongs because supposedly the judge allowed private mediation between hostess company as well as the unions. And from what I understood, talks broke down, which means hostess company is now heading for bankruptcy. 18,500 jobs to be lost. Many of us mourning the fact that we may not have our ding dong or our Twinkies or our ho-hos. Oh, snowballs. Oh, my God. Wonder Bread. Wonder Bread. The company blames the strike by the Bakery, Confectionery, Tobacco Workers, and Grain Millers International Union for the imminent death of its brand. Yet workers blame management for failing to innovate. They say the company's products have not changed in decades or adapted to new tastes and new concerns about nutrition and so have failed to keep up with the pace of the market. Honestly, would we have really wanted the snow cone changed or the Twinkie changed? There's not a lot of things we could count on in this world, but I know that if I bite into a Twinkie, it's going to be a Twinkie. I don't need like what Coca-Cola did. New Coca-Cola. Remember the 80s? They came up with a new formula Coca-Cola. And then they had to go back to Coca-Cola Classic. And then they just got rid of it and went just back to regular Coca-Cola. Yeah, don't start messing with something that is historical. Guess they've been around since the 30s. All right, so they say the bankruptcy judge briefly kept hope alive for fans of the sugary guilty pleasures by urging the bakers and the bosses to try to work out a resolution. Sadly, the latest reports are mediation broke down and the company will proceed with liquidation. All right, you know, we were also talking about Walmart planning a strike this week. And I, you know, I'm just a little confused as to, you know, why big companies then use unions if unions can so easily strike, not let them figure out how to become financially fiscal and stay afloat. I don't get it. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Everybody, Dr. Dolly here. Now listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think it's a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, NovaJoint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of NovaJoint if you use my coupon code DocDolly, DocDalli. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDolly3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, colds, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com, and like us on Facebook.
She's a lion. She's a lion. She's a lion.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. I guess a gamer has set the world record by playing Call of Duty Black Ops 2 for 135 hours. Apparently, Okan Kaya of Sydney, Australia, spent the last 7 days setting a new record for the longest marathon first-person shooter gaming session, 135 hours and 50 minutes playing the new Call of Duty Black Ops game. His employer, did he fire him? No. The employer was actually documenting his progress on its website and its Facebook page, Computer Cable Company 4C Cabling. I guess maybe they wanted the publicity. I'd like to know who was doing this other guy's job when he was doing all this. On Tuesday, his coworkers announced that Kaya, a sales manager, had not only set the record, but had finished with the Black Ops 2 career ranking of 29th among some 5 million players. They said it took It took 7 days of mental and physical stamina, and he crushed it. He said, I checked in with the Guinness World Records office, which confirmed that Kaya did register his plans to make a run for the record. While no Guinness World Records adjudicator was on site to verify, we await for OCAN to send across all the necessary and required evidence across in order for our records team to properly authenticate. If everything looks good, he will have beaten the previous record held by Canadians Chris Gloyd and Timothy Bell, who played Resistance and Resistance 2 for 120 hours and 7 minutes. This is what people are doing. Did you guys know that? Yeah, I guess that's what they're doing. Meanwhile, let me see. He's 20. They talk about how some people have died trying to do that. 20-year-old died in England from a pulmonary embolism. Remember the teenager in Taiwan died after doing Diablo 3 for multiple years? So I guess this guy is now famous. Good for him. Who knows? Maybe he could get a job as a, I'm not really too sure what he could do with that. Do you guys know what he could do with that? I don't. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So it looks like Hamas and Israel are now in a ceasefire. Egypt has announced that a ceasefire agreement began as of 11 o'clock today Pacific time. Israel will cease all military activity against the Hamas-ruled Gaza Strip, and Palestinian militants will cease rocket attacks into Israel. After 24 hours of quiet, Gaza's border crossings with Israel will be opened further to allow freer movement of goods and people. The announcement by Egyptian Foreign Minister Mohammed Amr and U.S. Secretary of State, obviously Hillary Clinton, followed talks in Cairo between Clinton and Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi. The agreement comes after 8 days of fighting that has left 144 Palestinians dead, 5 Israelis dead. They thought that Israeli ground invasion was going to be next. Now, do I think this is going to last? I mean, how long has the fighting been going on? And then somebody, you know, so I'm not sure, but, that's where we're at right now. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't you love how I report the news? I'm like, I don't know. I hope this lasts. I hope it does. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We were discussing the controversy of birth control being over-the-counter. Doctors are pushing, from what I understand, the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists would like birth control pill over-the-counter. We spent a huge amount of time talking about this. As much as I love the OB-GYNs, I disagree with this group's recommendation, because when people are getting birth control, many of these kids are not planning on using condoms. And the whole purpose of the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists recommendation of birth control being over the counter is so people don't get pregnant. Well, if these kids, 11-year-olds, 12-year-olds, if they don't know how to use a birth control and they don't take it properly and they aren't using condoms, they're still going to get pregnant. They're still going to get STDs. They could even get blood clots, liver tumors, from pulmonary embolisms from birth control. I don't think letting birth control be out there means somebody is going to adequately prevent themselves from getting pregnant. Because if they were smart enough to buy a condom, they wouldn't need to be running around finding a store that has birth control. So if they're not going to put a condom on, I doubt they're going to go and purchase birth control. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Elmo puppeteer Kevin Clash has resigned from Sesame Street. The man who was behind the voice of Elmo for multiple years apparently now has a second accuser, accusing him of a sexual relationship. From what I understand, the second lawsuit was with an underage male, and he is seeking $5 million in damages. The first allegation from the first man, he actually had recanted his allegation. And he said, you know, I was not a minor, my bad. Then from what I understand, he recanted it, saying, no, they gave me $125,000 to recant it. Go take the money back. I'm not recanting it. It happened. So from what I understand, Clash says, I am resigning from Sesame Workshop with a very heavy heart. I have loved every day of my 28 years working for this exceptional organization. Personal matters have diverted attention away from the important work Sesame Street is doing, and I cannot allow it to go on any longer. I am deeply sorry to be leaving, and I'm looking forward to resolving these personal matters privately. Now, Sesame Workshop said none of us at Sesame Workshop, especially Kevin, wanted anything to divert our attention from our focus on serving as a leading educational organization. Not that Elmo teaches much. Did you learn anything from Elmo? I learned a lot from Bert and Ernie. I learned how to share. I learned Grover couldn't fly. And I learned that Cookie Monster had an eating disorder. That's what I learned from Sesame Street. But Electric Company, to me, is what I remember. Electric Company, I learned a lot. They said, unfortunately, the controversy surrounding Kevin's personal life has become a distraction that none of us want, and he has concluded that he could no longer be effective in his job. This is a sad day for Sesame Street. He is 52 years old. He is going to be sued in federal court, alleging that he had sexual relationship with somebody, or the accuser, when he was a minor. Cecil Singleton is the gentleman, seeks more than $5 million in damages, according to TMZ. In the suit, Singleton, 24 years old, said he did not become aware that he had suffered adverse psychological and emotional effects from Kevin Clash's sexual acts and conducts until 2012. All right, so first and foremost, before any of you have sex with somebody, okay, number one, ask for an STD history. Number two, ask if they have a condom or you have a condom. Number three, ask for proof of birth, whether it be a birth certificate. I know the president doesn't do it, but you're not having sex with the president. You have to see their birth certificate or some sort of ID and make a photocopy. Just because you're about to have sex with somebody doesn't mean they're not going to turn around and hurt you later. Remember the lawsuits we were talking about in Vegas where some Hollywood stars were coming into Vegas, slept with people, and then these people claimed that the Hollywood star gave them herpes and sued them? Get everything in writing. Bring a portable copy machine with you. I don't care. Fax it to your office if you think they're going to take the paper. But you will be sued. People will come after you. Yes, many people out there are having sex with people that look like they're in their 20s and they're only 16, 17. We know it happens. Protect yourself. You'll get sued. You're not supposed to have sex with somebody underage. Even if they're consensual, you can't do it. It's a no-no, and you are going to be in a lot of trouble. And yes, 5 years later, 6 years later, 7 years later, depending on your state statutes of limitations, they could come out and say it was inappropriate. Now, are many of us inappropriately accosted and in a sexual relationship that we didn't really want to be in and we're too afraid to say something? Well, yeah, that's what we saw with Sandusky. But have as much proof as possible that you two were happy about the engagement and make sure they're over age for the love of the Lord, because you will be sued years later and you'll be like, huh? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Going on now, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a three-day emergency kit, or save $123 on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario water filter at 26% set off, or get special pricing on the Gerber suspension multi-tool and the Volcano stove collapsible cooking combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to remember sale ends November 30th. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hanging nails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle that'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Out there, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia Show, and please follow us on Facebook. When you guys are fiddling around Facebook a little bit later, don't forget to search out the Dr. Dahlia Show and find us. I know everybody's kind of getting ready for Halloween, duh, Thanksgiving. Can't keep the holidays right. I still have Halloween decorations in my studio, so Halloween goes by too fast, doesn't it? These holidays go by way too fast. I am excited though that Halloween, Thanksgiving is coming a little bit earlier this year because it falls on a Thursday, so we are hopefully going to have more, shopping days. Not that I want to go shopping, it's just I think it really, really helps the economy a little bit, having those couple extra days. It's always a plus to, have that extra shopping time. I sometimes do not get all the shopping done. And when I don't, I come up with something online. And online is great, but if you're trying to help out your local community, you got to spend the money within the community. You know, there's these jokes, I guess, about Best Buy, where Best Buy is a showroom. And I guess many people go into Best Buy to look at the product, but then they go online and get it cheaper. And I always go into Best Buy because I like to buy Best Buy gift certificates. I like to give people gift certificates for Christmas because I think it's great. And it allows them to shop. And this way I don't buy them something they don't already have. So I'm always shopping at Best Buy. But I hear a lot of people do that. They'll go into these huge stores and then they'll go home and they'll price shop and try to find it cheaper. And, hopefully there's a good return policy and warranty and all that. Be careful. But more and more people are shopping online. And it's something that, I think we're going to see even more of. Walmart workers are, I guess, planning to strike on Black Friday. From what we understand, the union-backed group Our Walmart expects thousands of workers to participate in a protest planned this week. They say the employees will ask Walmart to end what they call retaliation against speaking out for better pay, fair schedules, and Affordable Health Care Act. They say the retaliation that Walmart has been doing is shuffling around their shifts, cutting hours, and moving them around departments. Walmart says these protesters make up just a handful of its 1.3 million workforce. In an effort to stop them, Walmart filed a complaint last week with the National Labor Relations Board, claiming that the United Food and Commercial Workers Union, which is a subsidiary known as Our Walmart, unlawfully organized picket lines and other demonstrators in the past 6 months. The retailer said the actions have disrupted business and that workers' ongoing actions violate the National Labor Relations Act, which prohibits picketing for any period over 30 days without filing a petition to form a union. Representatives of the federal agency are currently holding talks now at Walmart headquarters. Now, how does this affect you? Reading this, maybe not all of them are going to be going on strike, so I think you'll be able to get your shopping done. But I guess, kind of what they're upset about is they make $12.40 an hour. They want $13 an hour. Another thing they're upset about is they want many of the part-time workers moved to full-time so they could get health benefits. Now, again, if an employee is going to do that, you can expect then that he'll fire people. I mean, if these people are going to try to force Walmart to hire all full-time instead of part-time, then to make up for the Obamacare money, expect less workers. So, we're going to see fight after fight after fight. And, of course, Black Friday is a wonderful time for these union groups to fight because they know that they have Walmart by the cojones. I just don't understand why Walmart doesn't put up a sign saying, look, guys, we're going to have a job. All right, there are tons of people there's millions of Americans without jobs. What I would do is call Walmart and see if they're going to inquire about hiring you because they may need you Black Friday. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, we were talking about earlier with the Kevin Clash case with Elmo, et cetera. Not with Elmo. He is the puppeteer for Elmo, but apparently he's been accused of a relationship with two underage men. I kind of explained to you guys that you may want to protect yourself legally because years later these people can sue you. A, make sure they're not underage. Okay. B, make sure you didn't give them an STD. There's a lot of things I think you should get, a lot of paperwork. Get a notarized copy of the birth certificate. I mean it, because otherwise you're going to be demolished legally. You cannot have sex with somebody underage. Now, but speaking about protecting yourself, we're seeing a very interesting case with Price is Right. 41-year-old Brandi Cochran was a model for Price is Right. She had suffered a miscarriage a few years before, and then she got pregnant again. From what I understand, she had taken some time off to have the baby. When she came back, Price is Right said, "We already have five models we don't need anymore. Thank you, but we don't need any." Okay? Who knows? Was it a recession? What? She sues, and she wins. She sued $775,000. She won $775,000 and is now going to go for $8 million in punitive damages because she said a variety of things. Number one is the job caused so much stress that she miscarried the baby. Number two, when she miscarried, her producers very rudely said that's nature's way of getting rid of a bad baby. Now, again, I don't know. Was the producer being a jerk, saying, "Oh, that's just nature's way of getting rid of a bad baby"? Or was he saying, "You know, look, I'm so sorry this happened to you. You know, from what I understand, the reason why miscarriages happen is because it might not have been alive. It might not have, you know, and unfortunately, a lot of you say things like that. It's been not usually an issue. I mean, anytime somebody has a miscarriage, somebody's going to say, "Looks like this was your body's way of your nature's way of protecting you." You know, you know, it doesn't make you feel better. There's really not much you could say to console a woman with a miscarriage, but this is something that a lot of people will say. Unfortunately, with the way he worded it, and again, I don't know how he could have worded it, it was used against the company and helped her win $775,000. So, did stress cause a miscarriage, and how do you prove that? If you take leave from a job, and they have temps, or they hired, or they need a person of a certain body type, are you allowed to sue? I mean, does she have a case? From what I understand, you cannot fire somebody because they get pregnant. You cannot do that. You can, though, fire a pregnant person. If a pregnant person is mean, if a pregnant person is not doing their job, if a pregnant person, insubordinate. Okay, you can fire somebody who's pregnant. You just can't fire somebody because they're pregnant. And so, you know, proving that, you as an employer need to make sure you have all your documentation. And I guess whenever you're trying to console somebody who had a miscarriage, make sure you have a witness or maybe videotape the conversation, because they're making this producer look like, "Oh, that's just nature's way of getting rid of a bad baby." Or was it, "I'm so sorry this happened to you. You know, we don't know why things like this happen. Maybe it's nature's way of, you know, I mean, we don't know how it was, but it was brought up by the attorney. The jury thought the guy was a complete butthead and gave her the award. Now she's up for $8 million, winning $8 million. But one thing that we find odd in this case is the judge would not allow evidence that the employer has had 40% of their models pregnant at one time or another. So they employ pregnant models very frequently. And that piece of evidence was not allowed in the case. So, you know, there's this anti-employer attitude now. And, I mean, it happened because employers were taking advantage of employees, you know, and now people are going to err on the side of the employee. They're going to, you know, rule in terms of that, which means you better protect yourself. And just don't do anything stupid. All right, guys, have a wonderful Thanksgiving. We'll be back Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific time. God bless and be safe.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.